It wasn't just Disney. It's like they made the most depressing fucking movie ever.
Let's start out with the kids' parents dying. See how fortunate you are that your parents took you to see this movie and are still alive.
They pose it as a kid's movie, too. It's like, you know what? It would be a crazy adventure if both your parents died and you had to wander the earth with people you just met. It's like,
stupid people.
Yeah, really stupid.
Really stupid
people. But they all have their individual strengths and weaknesses and quirks, and it's all about, sorry, kid, your parents are dead.
Here's the crazies you're going to have to deal with on the road to happiness.
I'm sure the director's cut has a lot more depressing shit in it.
I'm sure
the long version has some sort of, like, maybe, you know, Bumper is a fellow love, but she dies of cancer. Yeah. And then it's like, oh, you know, dad's got dementia, and you gotta, you know, watch him die. So it's like, that's a good kids' movie, though. It's a nice romp through the woods.
Yeah. It's an adventure. It's an adventure.
Well, I mean, what was it?
Kind of like Indiana Jones meets the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah.
But in the kid format.
Yeah. Well, it's like Dumbo. I mean, Dumbo.
There you go. That was such a depressing. I remember watching it as a kid, thinking, "My, I am so sad. This movie is making me so sad."
It is.
You have this flying elephant, and then you're chaining his mom, and
Something, don't you cry?
Yeah, the elephant song. Yeah. Anyway, this is Here It Is Podcast, July 5th, 2021. This is our first year anniversary of hosting this bullshit. Christian joined us. Jason is here. I'm here.
Yo.
We invited some of the other people who were part of the podcast over the last year, but they said no. So Dave the Viking may or may not show up, when I'm thinking he's not. And Patrick is probably just tired. The Irish bunker is closed and sealed. But we have Christian here, who, if you remember correctly, that he was out in Portland during the fires last year with the Red Cross.
Yep. Texas.
His brother.
Flooding.
Yeah, it's flooding. Yeah. It's flooding down in Texas, Stevie Ray Vaughan. Yeah. But
California.
Yeah, he got all of his shit stolen in California. It's like, here, I parked in Compton. I left the car unlocked.
Oakland.
Which is just parked in Oakland. It's like, oh, with the Red Cross, they won't steal from me. Fuck you.
No, the cops told me that they told me that they were like, yeah, we can't tell you how many times we get phone calls on the weekly basis of ATF, DEA, FBI, police, cars, and cruisers getting their cars broken into and stolen.
Well, they know there's stuff in there.
Yeah, there's some expensive tech in there.
Yeah. You know, steal James Comey's laptop. Put it right next to Hunter's.
All right.
And then have Hillary smash it with a hammer.
Yeah, so just clean it with disinfectant.
Well, yeah, so...
the hard drive?
So I don't think we ever mentioned that Christian and Jared are actually brothers. And Jared's down in... North Carolina,
Myrtle Beach,
soaking up the sun with the kids and the wife and the whatnot, like a little honeymoon, I guess. He got married a couple weeks ago.
Yes, it is.
Said he's finishing up his documentary, hopefully this week.
Yep.
So be looking forward to seeing that. And we were just talking about Disney movies, so.
Get him a fidget spinner.
But yeah, so, you know, I mean, it's been fun. We've been here doing this for a year. Actually, the first one was with, like, the, I guess, the soft opening one would have been with Bill that I never released until, I released it once, and then I took it back and then and did some other things to it to kind of, like, shorten it and make it better.
Kind of cut out some of the bits and pieces.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's just a little trim here
some
and there.
Stuff on the edge
there is some. Floor. There was a little censorship, you know, but it was for the better.
Well, we have to do censorship on ours.
Well, yeah, that's right. The Red Cross did censor us.
Because you were. That was more of like you were an official.
Yeah, he was a representative of the Red Cross, so they wanted to hear it, which we understood. But we still do have that footage, you know.
No, the second one was still good.
The first one was a lot funnier.
Yeah, I think it was. I accidentally heard it. I was going through some text messages. It was a few months back. I was going through some text messages, and all of a sudden I saw yours, and I was like, oh, wait, he still has the original on there. So I clicked on it, and I was like, Actually, I spent 3 hours on it because I had to stop on the second one. But yeah. I listened to the first one, and I was like,
yeah,
that was good. That was just off the cuff.
Yeah.
It was just us.
Yeah, it's natural.
The second one,
yeah,
I was like, it was very good. And, I mean, yeah, we talked almost about the same
yeah
thing.
Yeah.
But you know, yeah, we didn't tell him that, you know, that there was.
Yeah, fluid. Yeah.
That,
yeah. That's good.
We
yeah
had to leave the part out about getting shanked at the Red Cross shelters.
Yeah, there's been a few times where I leave here, I'm like, I don't know what I said.
Yeah.
We'll find out later.
Yeah, we're going to find
that's
out.
That's when anybody asks me, like, what's your podcast about? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. But I think the first podcast that me and Jason did together was on, I believe, with my dad.
Oh, yeah.
With on June 26th would have been the second one. We called it A Better Tomorrow.
Wasn't there one with your sister?
Yeah, there was one. There was one with my sister.
Yeah.
Forgot. There's some funny ones on here. Yeah, me and my sister. We did about 33 minutes. But the first one that I actually released is just me fucking being mad.
Hey, you're
it's
mad
just me. And that was using like the cart music inside of the anchor and adding it in. And
oh, yeah.
You know, it had like little sounds you could add. And
well, you gotta even figure out how the fucking app works.
Yeah.
You
know? But it's funny going back and listening to that. So, but I've been having fun, you know. Some of them got a little lame sometimes, but overall, I think yeah, I've been having a good time. We've been consistent, Anchor, Spotify, dickheads. Give us a sponsor, not you. We'll make a new commercial.
Yeah.
We do need to make a new commercial. We keep talking about it, but we love the one we have running right now because it's pretty,
yeah,
good.
Pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Wait, what's this?
It's the podcast or the
well, it's for Anchor. So they're the first ones who like, well, you yeah can make a commercial and then you can monetize your podcast,
right,
which pays you like one penny per listen.
Hey, but still,
so you know, we can give that money update here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so $28.28 in 1 year here at Anchor, we've made fucking money. So we haven't even paid for like one microphone yet.
How many followers do you
still
have
in
now?
The red?
Huh?
How many followers do you have now?
Five. At one time, at our height back in, you know, I think the fall, we were up to like 36 established listeners. And then like after the elections, it just went and like crapped out. So
yeah,
either that or we were just being we are being shadowed or something.
Yeah.
Sounding like, oh, who's these conservatives? They're gonna head to they're heading to the DC area and on January 6th.
Well,
like, no.
I doubt that that's the case. But
who knows? I don't know, but there was a time the number one is still Eddie Van Halen. It's still Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah,
I did like probably like 5 minutes talking about Eddie Van Halen after he died, which is actually coming up, soon. I got 336 hits me talking about Eddie Van Halen.
That's cool.
That's the biggest one. Everything else is like maybe 70s. I think is the next highest.
As far as listens, I forget the order.
Yeah.
Order that was in. Yeah.
So
I mean, it's something fun to do. That's
keeps us busy.
That's good.
Gives us a reason to drink beer, which I don't really
anyway
need a reason, but
yeah.
Waking up is a reason, right?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it. So Krishna, what has been going on in your life? You can give us the short version. You planning on getting back on the road with the Red Cross? Or, you know, I know hurricane season's kicking in, and according to climate change Scientologists, it is going to be the worst ever, where thousands of homes will be destroyed by massive, giant hurricanes caused by Joe Biden.
Wow, that was a full circle.
Yeah, that was a stretch, but we can make it work.
Sometimes you just got to go with it. You just got to keep going. You're like, I ran out of roads. I don't know where this is going. Just say Joe Biden.
Hey,
man,
the,
I'm just saying.
Bill.
The storms, when a hurricane comes in, man, you know, you just need to like put up a sign and say Black Lives Matter and those hurricanes will go away.
No, what you need to do is get ahead of the hurricane well before it's here and say, don't come.
Yeah. Just drive to it and tell them, don't come. Don't come.
You know, I know you want to
bunch of Christians
tear up the coast of Florida, but.
Yeah. Who knows?
I don't know if you're an El Nino or La Nina, but don't come.
Man, take that mic and loosen it and give it.
Oh, yeah.
The microphone itself. Do the microphone.
Yeah, I'm trying to do it without.
No, here.
Sure. Yeah, I can twist it like this.
No, yeah. Difficulties. Well, I'm trying to maybe. I don't know. It's weird. Go ahead.
How about talk?
Yeah, that's good. Just a little adjustment. Jason and Christian are sharing a mic. Yeah. We're still a two microphone podcast here.
Come on, followers. We need you. We need more money. So we can buy
more mics.
Yeah. So I have to sing into his mouth like David Bowie.
He's just sitting over there eating Mentos.
Mick Jagger.
Is that Crest you're using?
Mint-flavored Crest.
Yes, right now just waiting kind of more or less for the season to kick off.
Yeah.
We do also have Elsa, who is right now in Cuba.
All right.
Should be hitting Cuba as we speak, if not already in Cuba.
Right.
Tuesday, I think Fort Myers is going to start getting it hit, and then... it decreases though, and so
right.
The problem is that the hurricane's moving at 14 miles an hour, which that sounds like everything's slowing down. That's just all that's doing is helping it build up.
Yeah.
Because it gives it more time to sit there and play in the warm waters and the
rather than when it makes its way up the coast, it kind of burns out all its energy.
Exactly.
And just kind of.
And so once it always hits land, I mean, Cuba is unfortunately they have taken. The brunt of many hurricanes.
I'm sure that was probably Trump's fault.
Well, you know what? I mean, it's been going on.
I mean, you know, it happened in Puerto Rico, you know, last year when they got hit and, you know, Trump didn't send them any aid.
Puerto Rico might have some corruption issues with a lot of the aid that was given to them didn't make it anywhere
where it was supposed to.
Water and
food. The problem is, this is always kind of my thing. I can't really get too deep into spills on this deal, but
yeah, specifics.
It's just that when the problem that I've always had with any humanitarian aid, not just the agency I'm with, but with any humanitarian aid, is that we get stuck with so much red tape to get things done. And this is a prime example. Puerto Rico gets hit, what was it? Last year?
The year before last. Right.
So Puerto Rico got hit, got devastated.
Right.
They were out of resources, out of this, out of that.
Correct, yeah. Power outages,
you name it. And all of a sudden, they found a warehouse full of supplies. Now, this is not...
Yeah.
The news media made a much bigger deal out of this than it was. Was it a large cache of water, MREs, and things?
I mean, it's still kind of fucked up, especially during the time, you know.
But was it enough to feed that particular area? Yes. And was there a little extra? Yes. But it wasn't something that somebody literally was like, I'm just sitting on this and doing nothing. It wasn't enough to give to everybody.
So they had to just hang on to it?
So, the reason that they couldn't utilize that stash was because the rules of if you donate something, and this is something that went from all the way to the Supreme Court. I cannot tell you. You can Google it, but
you're saying you're not
a lawyer. I am not a lawyer. If you donate something to Hurricane Katrina,
right.
I will not name an agency, but there is, now this is back in the day, $180 million sitting in an account in Louisiana all for the purpose of Hurricane Katrina aid. The problem that is here is that the agency was trying to use that money. Somebody said, no, I donated that to Katrina. Katrina was over and done with.
Right.
Right.
What we what the agency used that money for was for aiding that event.
Right.
So there's $180 million in an account that cannot be touched to give aid to somebody else because people have donated it to a specific event instead of just
in general, umbrella. Just in general. They're saying, hey, I'm going to donate this money. Do whatever you need to do with it.
Yep. So when they found that out,
a general donation, I guess.
When they found that out, other agencies started coming up and going, hey, we can't do the same thing because things were donated.
Yeah.
And so there's so much money, but Supreme Court, why don't we start talking about Supreme Court?
Well, it's probably because it has something to do with the regulations that are not able to get access to funding.
That, to me, is just absurd that the agencies cannot go in and grab this money to use it for future events and that they have to do all of this extra work
That's how the government stays in business. You gotta, you gotta have some bureaucracy in there. Yeah. You need to fill out this form and that form. And
it seems like,
and if you fill out the form wrong, they kick it back and tell you that it's not correct. And they're like, no, we can't do that.
Oh, it's Christmas break.
We're going to be gone for 2 weeks.
Sorry, I'm hungover. I can't do this right now.
COVID set in. I got the coof. I'm not going to make it in.
it's crazy because you think that, you could fix that situation. Somebody would look at that and say, hey, we've got this thing going on right now, whatever the next disaster is, and we've just got this money sitting here.
Mm-hmm. How about we
use
it?
Who do we have to talk to get access to it?
And that's just one story right there. That's just one story.
That's crazy. Man.
There are many different agencies that have the same exact freaking issue because everybody...
Yeah.
It's just all the red tape, and that's just one red tape issue. I mean, you have to deal with politics. You have to deal with...
Whatever administration's in charge.
Whatever administration's in charge.
FEMA and all these idiots. Everybody wants a piece of the pie.
Oh, where is it? Texas has a group called the Judges.
So are they judges? Or are they
judges
GTOs?
Of the county, if I'm not mistaken. There are judges in each county.
Yeah. All right.
Whatever the judge says goes.
Hmm.
It doesn't matter if everybody wants to go this way. The judge says go this way. Guess which way you're going?
That sounds very Texas.
Back to Mexico.
Man, it's amazing. Now, most of the judges are good.
Yeah.
Most of the judges are very good. And I'm saying like a good 90% of them, 92% of them are good.
Right.
Easy to work with. All you need to do is just keep them informed. It's great. Love working like that. Nobody's micromanaging.
Oh, that's
a plus. Then there are the other ones.
Yeah. There's always one.
There's always one.
Making a political ploy.
Everything's about politics. Everything's about the image. Oh, wait. Well, listen, let's move these cots over here because that doesn't look aesthetically pleasing when people walk in. And I'm like, listen.
Whatever, bro.
It's definitely not as much. A little bit of that, even
there's
in the military,
be,
too.
Everything needs to be uniform.
It's all fucking,
uniform and straight.
Depends on who's showing up. That's like, oh, now we have to rearrange everything. Instead of making it functional, we just have to make it look good because a person that's never been here is showing up.
Yeah,
it's time to move that dirt pile a third time.
Well, we got to do a layout and do another inventory.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got to pull everything out of your toolboxes and lay it out so everybody can walk by and look at it.
And go, yeah, that looks like the things that are in there.
Those look like hammers.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Spent a day and a half doing this. So what do you have?
Right,
put it all back.
Pack it up. Well, we got to go out and unpack the Bailey Bridge. And spread those parts out and count them.
Many a times when they've asked us to do that, I've used the excuse of, we can't do that because as soon as we open it, we cannot reuse that. We have to send it back and have them repackage it somewhere else to make sure it's sealed properly and everything exactly is in it.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, really? It says that serious? Totally that serious.
Can't do it. Don't be opening that bottle of water. It has to go back to next to get resealed.
No, I mean, listen, we're due for a... Actually, to all the 5 followers and the people here, if you guys want to go see Florida, I would definitely go see that thing within the next 8 to 10 years.
Is it gonna sink into the ocean?
It is going to be underwater.
Well, Al Gore said it was already supposed to be underwater.
Won't that make Universal more interesting? Can you imagine the whole park, but underwater?
It's a scuba diving adventure. Disney, come to the scuba land.
You want to go see Miami? You know what? Here's something. I don't know if they've said this. I have not been watching the news as regularly as I usually do.
Hmm.
This collapsed building that happened in Florida.
In Miami, which is sad.
In Miami, yes. It's horrible. I mean,
it's dead people.
You know, and you'd have to go back and look at the videos on it, but if you watch the video of the first building collapsing, there are two lights in an apartment.
How do you feel like we're talking about 9/11?
It's kind of
when the first building went down. Here, let me tell you about something.
No, but when the building went down,
I'm just saying.
If you watch the second building,
you will
see two lights pop on of somebody being awoken by that, and then that building
and then going.
That would fucking suck.
It's like, damn neighbors.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit!
Party going on, and then.
No, you're not a party.
Yeah, it's your party.
And
now.
Listen, people, and I've been hearing that people have been saying that they just need to kind of go in and start dragging stuff out. Listen, people have survived. There was a woman in.
I know some people survived underground for a little bit.
17 days, I think, is how long she lived. 17, 18 days.
That's still
that's
like
when they picked her out.
That's not one in a million every day.
That is not an every day occurrence. Listen. But, I mean, give these people a freaking chance. I mean, all the people who are sitting there going, oh, well, we just need to hurry this up. And I'm glad that they brought the second building down. I did hear about that today.
Yeah, they got people out of it. And,
And I'm glad, and praise to the mayor. And I'm sure there's other people involved, but mainly to the mayor. When he was asked, or when he asked, how long would it take to tear this down or put the explosives in to tear this down? They said 3 weeks.
Damn.
He said, absolutely not.
No.
He goes, let's find somebody else. And they found somebody else, and they came in and said, we haven't done it in 30 hours.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Good to the mayor for sticking to the
There's going
to
be a lot of civil lawsuits.
A lot. Tons of lawsuits.
That developer is going to be broke.
So I was kind of wondering.
You're
going to
find
him
in the bottom of the pool with a belly full of alcohol.
And a cocaine hooker attached to his leg. Apparently, he got all coked up and jumped into the ocean with a hooker chained to him.
He even wrote a suicide note. Dear world, I am sad. I am sorry. Dead guy.
Dead guy. Her name's Felicia.
Well, I mean, the thing is that, I mean, I have been watching enough of the news to watch that they had already started to go in to make repairs, which were up to $15 million. Everybody who owned an apartment there was going to pay $110,000.
Right. Assessments.
Yes. Yeah. And that was just going to make the, you know, the $15 million. But they started on the roof, and I guess it must have
been at the foundation.
So I almost wonder.
It's like, we're going to fix the roof leaks. No, it's leaking in from the side.
Well, here's the deal. This is a lot of things that are going to change. And we'll get back to the point of me bringing up the whole thing. The whole point of what I was going to bring up was about sinkholes.
Yeah, there's no point here.
But
good luck.
No, you're going to find out that actually regulations in Florida, building codes and everything, are going to change dramatically.
Oh, I imagine.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be the inspections. Well, think about the bridge crossing, you know, Memphis into Arkansas.
I was just about to say,
you know, there you go. There's actual pictures of that.
What
high
was this?
40. It's 40. Yeah, 40 going into Arkansas.
I was at 64 because you're saying 84. Like, oh, it's Virginia.
But, But they have actual pictures of the bridge like in 2016 with the same crack.
Correct. Yeah. Now they repaired it, obviously.
It's still closed though.
They're still
working on it. They've got, you know, they're basically kind of like snapping it back together where they're replacing, you know, a big section with I-beams and like reinforcing it. Then they're going to have to go in there and replace that whole like part of the bridge. You know, they have to have it manufactured and take it out and then put it back in. I don't know. Right now they've got the Band-Aid on it. You know, where it's safe to, I guess. Who knows? But how many other cracks are in if that bridge inspector wasn't
probably
doing his job that well? You know, how many other bridges are fucking fucked around there?
As long as the foundation is correct, I mean, like, you know, still good.
Nah, even I don't know.
You could
well
the
bridge is okay.
What are those?
It's a lot. I mean, like
they,
you know,
like they take out. It's aren't they can they complete it on the deck?
Yeah,
yeah.
And then they just
Yeah, you just keep working. Yeah, I know what you're saying. And they push it out. Yeah.
Kind of bridge.
Bailey, that's a Bailey Bridge.
I built those.
But like even when my wife went up to Ohio a couple weeks ago, she went across the Ohio River, which, you know, the bridge from Covington into Cincinnati has been there forever. She's driving through, she sends a picture of me, and it's like all encased in like plastic,
mm-hmm.
and they've been working on it. I'm like, it makes you nervous, doesn't it?
this
double decker bridge way up in the air, you know. Let's hope Joe does actually take that money and that infrastructure money. On
itself. Oh, yeah. I remember the old videos.
94, 95.
They're designed to flex, and I didn't think it was that much.
That was from the 30s. That was like the ones that went over the Tacoma Narrows Bridge. That was the Tacoma Narrows Bridge back in the 30s.
Oh, that was a weird twisty one.
But I thought you guys were talking about the Tacoma's Narrows.
Oh, you were talking about the one.
I remember that one, too.
Like the wind started moving it. Actually, it was the wind that caused it. It's a design error. It was a design error.
Yeah.
No more rubber bands for bridges.
Yeah. don't cheapen the wire.
Yeah. It'll be fine. I double knotted it.
But then you have great bridges like the Golden Gate Bridge, which is, you know, the Brooklyn's still great, you know. And
you know, I used to know a diver when I worked in San Francisco. I worked for a company called Bay and Delta. It was a tugboat company. It was part of the Merchant Marines.
Right.
And I ended up meeting a diver who dove. His entire job was diving the Golden Gate Bridge
and inspecting it all the time.
And he would sit there and he would go down. And Steve, first off, I have dove in the bay one time. And that was the last time. I couldn't see a damn thing.
Yeah.
I literally just turned my light off.
And then fighting that current.
No, I was diving down to pick up tools that we had dropped off the tugboat.
Yeah.
And I am telling you, I found more crap.
I'm sure. A lot of people lived in San Francisco for a long time. Oh, my God.
I found shopping carts. I found a baby's carriage. I found tools, like old tools.
A couple bodies.
Didn't feel a body. I think a fish was curious about who I was.
Yeah.
I wasn't curious about who he was or it was. What else? I found a lot of hard hats.
Yeah. You're working on them bridges. They fall off your head.
Tom Farr. I think there was 4 or 5 hard hats for some odd reason. a lot of trash. Things like, obviously. That's
of course.
Inevitable. But I never found the one tool that I was going for. But whatever.
But you brought one up that you put in the Smithsonian.
He told me, he goes, there's a lot of weird stuff that when you're down diving underneath the Golden Gate Bridge, he goes, one, you have a hell of a current that's constantly rocking you. And they're on safety cables, and there's a boat also hooked
to the
whole process. He goes, but when you're down there, every now and then, he goes, you'll be up against the
caissons,
the pylons. And he goes, and then all of a sudden, something will literally come up and engulf your body, and it will just push you up against the deal. He has taken his glove off, to try to figure out what it is. No idea, No idea. He goes, it doesn't feel like it. He goes, it doesn't feel like it's steel, it doesn't feel like it's flesh. It doesn't feel like scales. He goes, it just comes up and it pushes you against the wall.
The fuck?
And he goes, I don't know what it is.
Crazy. I don't know. Crazy underwater aliens.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah.
Crazy underwater aliens making a wake.
Yep. It's a squatch.
It's a squatch.
Squatch.
It's a squatch.
All right. Back on point. Sinkholes.
Sinkholes.
Yeah. What I kind of
I'm thinking happened.
What we call the American government right now
is a sinkhole. Now, I am not an engineer nor a lawyer.
Right. Yeah.
We are not experts on
whatever. Insert whatever it is. There's a 99% chance we are not it.
I'm thinking a sinkhole has come up and has created that. Unfortunately, I mean, it must be water pipe.
I'm just saying, you know,
natural sinkhole.
When you build on sand.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, you know.
Now, sinkholes on sandy areas are not as common, but that doesn't mean they do not happen.
Yeah.
Now, all of southern Florida pretty much is
water,
sand, and water. That's really all it is. And so, That's my thought.
Yeah, yeah, I kind of wonder about that.
And shitty building inspections.
Right.
And things, sure. I mean, there's many different factors involved, but I think a sinkhole is probably the best.
I do wonder with the sand, maybe if you have a pocket of water under there that drains out. They said something about, you know, stuff kind of draining out, or the pool draining out, or something like that.
There was a crack in the pool.
And first of all, like, there's no question that there was shoddy building maintenance. And I think even if there, you know, I think it was a sinkhole that maybe a regular building wouldn't have got as fucked up, you know, being a part of that.
Yeah.
But with all the shoddy maintenance over the years, the whole thing just fucking fell
out. It was a Tower of Cards at that point.
Yeah.
It really did. It just can't become a Tower of Cards. And so.
Yeah. Be wary, timeshare buyers.
Yeah, of any timeshare.
Of any timeshare.
Yeah.
Regardless of where it's at.
Tell the Avon lady to go away. It's not going to work. It's not a pyramid scheme. It's multi-level marketing.
It's multi-level marketing.
Anyway, I just need to find 10 people to sell this bullshit to so I can make my money back.
Don't you want it?
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Now you can just buy Dogecoin.
But yes. To all the listeners, go to Florida now, all right?
Yeah.
Especially the southern parts. The Keys, I would definitely visit those because you won't see those much longer.
Oh, yeah. I want to see where they filmed True Lies. You drive over that huge-ass bridge.
Yeah, Seven Bridges Highway.
Yeah.
No.
Seven Bridges Highway.
How many bridges are there?
Seven.
No, those are the major bridges.
Like that long-ass one. There's tons of them.
Like, there's sections of it.
I'm talking about that long-ass one in Two Lies.
That goes like 23 miles across the ocean or something.
Them blowing it up was them blowing, like, the
form. Oh, all that.
They were building a whole
other one. I'm way behind on that. Well, that's stupid.
That's the reason they were allowed to shoot the damn thing with missiles.
Oh, I figured
that wasn't CGI.
I figured they built a...
That's why they go to Detroit so much. He's like, you just blow shit up here.
Yeah, nobody cares.
There's nobody around.
Yeah.
How much did it cost you to make this Michael Bay movie? It's
$17. $17. Where'd you film it at? Detroit.
Detroit.
We only lost one homeless guy.
Still don't know where he's at. We know he's alive. He's not dead. He's just wandering around the woods somewhere. We'll find him later.
We gave him a Transformers t-shirt.
Yeah.
He picked up garbage for us. And he said, no, don't blow it up yet. I got to get my cat.
Michael Bay blew up a tree one time for one of the Transformer movies. And I can't remember where it was, but this was like a very like old tree. Like the whole thing was supposed to be CGI. Michael Bay was like, blow it up.
Fuck that.
I'll pay the fine.
Trees are everywhere. CGI costs money.
Fuck the last elm tree in America. Yeah. Blow it up.
I can't believe he really did.
You said that's the last elm tree? We're blowing it up. Fast and Furious, bitches.
Hey.
Fucking Mike. I got The Rock.
Yeah, that's probably one of the best movies.
Diesel.
I got all guys with just like last names. DJ Jazzy Doof.
Who's that? Oh, damn, I can't think of the rapper that's in Fast and Furious. I've only seen the three of them.
No, that's same here, but yeah, it's a. It was Ludacris, and I used to go down to Road Atlanta because it's only like 4.5 hours away. Go watch, like, they do this thing called Drift or Grid Life, where it's like a car show / drift race, and you can kind of go wander around in the pit area and talk to the drivers, check out all the cars. It's really cool. But they always have musical guests, usually like a lot of electronic music, which I still like. But there was a Ludacris was playing here one of the years I went there, and he obviously had to do some Too Fast, Too Furious. And before he's like, this is the most amount of white people I have ever played in front of. Because he's had a race, you know, it's like, you know, drift race. It's still like, it's very skewed.
Predominantly white. White,
it was
Asians.
Good, yeah, a lot of the
and
classics.
Europeans.
A lot of the classic ludicrous.
But it was pretty legit, huh? You're like, yeah, sing that one. I know that song. Play Skinner.
Free bird.
I like them songs you're saying. You know any Lynyrd Skynyrd? Marshall Tucker Band, maybe? You know, Devil Went Down to Georgia, Charlie Daniels? I'm just saying, you know, you could, like, rap to that.
Good. They already did Old Town Road, though.
Oh, yeah.
They already did the just rap country getting, thing, and it's, just keeps getting, it's a niche
it
thing.
It just keeps getting weirder.
It's a niche thing. It's
a niche know. Thing. And then later he fucking gave the devil a lap dance.
Might have done.
Yeah. There you go, and wore a dress to some award show. I'm like, you know what? That's not shocking, because there's like an album cover of David Bowie wearing a fucking dress.
Yeah, that's not
phasing me, okay?
I kind of equate it the same way as equate, like, you know, shock comic or edgy comedy. It's somebody who's trying to push the limits on something to get somebody worked up to a point, and I think that's what it was.
I've watched enough sketch comedy shows to know that it, well...
It's kind of like trolling, but it's not trolling. It's, I don't know, it's, well, it's what I just described before that.
Where are we at with time?
We're coming up on it, actually. We've got about a minute and a half here on 30. Coming at the top of the hour here on DJ.
All right, fine.
Here it is, podcast.
So we have a minute and a half left.
You got about a minute and a half left. We're coming up on a minute now.
The minute mark is. I think we should just make the, you know, or we can burp the alphabet. Make the most annoying sounds we know.
But we're coming up on 30 minutes. We're gonna take a break, get your P's out, and get your B's in, as we said in one podcast.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.